Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q4 FY25 earnings conference call of Maxwell Energy Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gautam Kothari from XB4 Advisory. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the H2 FY25 earnings conference call of Maxwell Energy Industries Limited. Today on this call, we have Mr. Vishal Gupta, Co-founder, Chairman, and Whole-time Director, and Mr. Satendra Shukla, Co-founder, CEO, and Business Development Head. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of. Actual results may differ. The statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. A detailed safe harbor statement is given on the second page of the earnings presentation of the company, which has been uploaded on the stock exchange and company's website as well. With this, I now hand over the call to Mr. Vishal Gupta for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Gautam. Thank you for the call. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Vishal Gupta, Co-founder, Chairperson, and Whole-time Director at Maxwell Energy Industries Limited. It is a proud moment for us to host our very first earnings call since our listing. We are truly delighted to have you here today. Let me begin by thanking all our stakeholders for their tremendous support in making our listing on 19th February 2025 on NSE SME platform a great success. I hope you had a chance to go through our investor presentation, which has been uploaded on stock exchange as well as on our website. Before we get into the financial performance, I would like to reflect on the broader landscape of Maxwell. At Maxwell, we see ourselves not just as battery manufacturers, but as enablers of sustainable battery lifecycle. Our strategy revolves around four pillars: repurpose, we extend life, we extend battery life beyond primary use by converting used EVs into solar storage units, inverters, and small electronic applications, unlocking new value streams. Second pillar is recycle. Through our in-house processes, we recover critical materials from end of battery life, enabling raw material circularity, reduced dependence on import, and cost efficiency. Third pillar is reuse. Our battery diagnostics allow for efficient reapplication of healthy cells into low-demand applications, ensuring resource optimization and reduced waste. Fourth pillar is recharge. Our unique buyback model, offering up to 20% cashback on return batteries, closes the loop for consumers. This model builds customer loyalty by reinforcing our commitment to a circular economy. These principles are more than operational choices. They define our purpose. They allow us to address both the economic and environmental challenges of energy storage with integrity and foresight. Since our inception in 2019, Maxwell has rapidly established itself as a trusted provider of high-performance lithium battery solutions, addressing diverse needs in electric mobility, energy storage, and portable electronics. Our product portfolio is both diverse and future-ready. We offer lithium battery packs tailored for e-scooter, e-rickshaw, e-cycle, solar energy storage system, and portable electronic devices. Beyond standard models, we develop customized battery solutions to meet the specific technical and performance needs of OEM and industrial clients. With over 620 partners across 1,100 pin codes, our growing network ensures wide access, rapid development, and strong brand presence. We have made significant progress in enhancing cost efficiency and customer access through our dual strategy. Our robust dealer network, complemented by a direct-to-use model. This combination enables us to reduce turnaround times, optimize costs, and build deeper customer relationships. Additionally, we design and manufacture battery chargers and inverters, ensuring complete control over quality and innovation. With an ISO 9001:2015 certified facility and a production capacity of up to 97.2 MWh, we are scaling responsibly through backward integration and the adoption of advanced technology like smart BMS, supercapacitor, and hybrid storage system. Despite structural challenges in India's lithium supply chain, our focus on customization, robust R&D, and in-house recycling has allowed us to maintain full control over quality, reliability, and innovation. Our circular economy model is not only environmentally sound, it's also commercially rewarding. Looking ahead, we remain committed to scaling our production capacity and investing in technology that enhance battery life, efficiency, and recyclability. We are especially focused on capturing a meaningful share in the high-growth two-wheeler and three-wheeler EV segment, where we believe our technological agility and deep customer insight give us a clear edge. We are actively pursuing capacity expansion for our recycling and energy storage business. Recently, we have received a promising opportunity from Government of Uttar Pradesh, and we recognized by UPIconn, the state's industrial development body, after presenting a future roadmap. We were allotted 23,500 sq m of industrial land in Aligarh at a subsidized rate. The state government is also extending support for infrastructure development at the site. This marks a significant milestone for us as we plan to set up our dedicated lithium battery recycling facility on this land. We are grateful to the Uttar Pradesh government for this proactive encouragement and support in the advancing mission of our circular sustainability. We have successfully expanded our dealer distributor network to more than 620 partners and strengthening our OEM relationship to 22, reinforcing our mission to drive India's energy transition. Our focus remains clear: to deliver battery solutions that are not only powerful, efficient, but also rooted in sustainable and circularity. This growing network plays a pivotal role in advancing our circular economy goals by enabling wider reach, stronger collaboration, and efficient battery lifecycle management. Now, allow me to throw some light on industry. India's lithium battery market is poised for significant growth, driven by the rapid adoption of electric vehicles, expansion of renewable energy projects, and strong governmental support. According to industry reports, the market was valued at $3.2 billion in 2024 and is projected to reach $9.6 billion by 2033, exhibiting a CAGR of 12.3% from 2025 to 2033. Key factors contributing to the growth include electric vehicle adoption, the Indian government initiatives such as the FAME II scheme, production-linked incentives, or we call them PLI programs, are accelerating EV adoption. The EV market in India is anticipated to reach $27.7 billion by 2028, reflecting the increasing demand for high-performance batteries. Second, key factor is our EV charging infra. As EV adoption surge, the need for fast and accessible charging solutions is growing rapidly. India's EV charger market is expected to grow at a CAGR of over 36% from 2024 to 2030. Government initiatives under the National Electric Mobility Mission Plan are pushing development of public and residential charging stations, creating significant demand for both AC and DC fast chargers. Third key factor is the renewable energy integration. India's aggressive push towards renewable energy is creating demand for efficient energy storage and power consumption systems. In 2024 alone, the country added around 24.5 GWh of solar capacity, a clear indication of the accelerating shift. This surge is directly benefiting the energy storage market. where lithium-ion batteries and hybrid systems play a crucial role. Four key factors come out to be like inverters and power backup systems. With increased electrification and a focus on uninterrupted power supply in both urban and rural areas, India's inverter market is projected to grow at a CAGR of 8%-10% over the next 5 years. The rise in rooftop solar installations and residential backups power need is also fueling demand for integrated battery inverter solutions. Fifth key factor is the battery recycling initiative. The Indian lithium-ion battery recycling market is expected to witness a substantial CAGR of 41.1% during 2025-2032. This growth is propelled by expanding EBUs, rising environmental awareness, and favorable regulatory frameworks like extended producer responsibility, or we call it EPRSR. At Maxwell, we proactively align with each of these themes. A deep integration for design and production to reuse and recycling gives us unique operating leverage and allows us to generate value at every stage of the battery recycling or battery life cycle. As we continue to expand our physical and technological infrastructure, our vision is to become one of India's most trusted battery brands, valued not just for performance but for an unwavering commitment to sustainability and circular economic practices. With that, I now hand over to Mr. Satendra Shukla to throw some light on the financials. Over to you, Mr. Satendra.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Vishal. Thank you, Vishal. Good evening to everyone on the call. And thank to you for joining us. Thanks to everyone for joining us, as I am Satendra Shukla, co-founder, CEO, and business development head of Maxwell Industries Limited, as I am pleased to present the financial highlights for the second half and the full financial year of FY25. For the second half of the FY25, we reported total revenue ₹6,718.9 lakhs, reflecting year-on-year growth of 144.2%. But EBITDA stood at ₹856.2 lakhs, marking the year-on-year increase of 53.9%, with the EBITDA margin as of the EBITDA margin of 12.7%. Profit after tax, that value comes to at ₹534 lakhs, reflecting year-on-year growth of 33.9%, with a PAT margin of 7.9%. Now, for the full year graph, we focus on it. For the financial year FY25, the revenue reached ₹10,746.6 lakhs, at year-on-year growth of 122.2%. That EBITDA came to it at ₹1,300 lakhs, growing 113.6% year-on-year basis, and that EBITDA margin stood to at 13%. That net profit stood to at ₹1,011.7 lakhs, up to 94% growth year-on-year basis, with a PAT margin of 9.4%. Now, moving to segmental performance for the full financial year of FY25, our e-scooter segment delivered revenue of ₹8,760.85 lakhs, reflecting year-on-year growth of 187%, and the e-rickshaw segment grew by 650%, delivering a revenue of ₹38.76 lakhs. For the full financial year 2025, our e-cycle revenue stood at ₹3.5 lakhs. The energy storage system, ESS segment, we delivered ₹335.26 lakhs, showing a year-on-year growth of more than 50x. Our battery charges accounted for 8 144 lakh of revenue with the year-on-year growth is going to be around 533%. Other business segment, which including inverter deliver and staggering to revenue of 763.77 lakh. With that, we would now like to open our floor for the questions, closing comments. Thank you for being part of the significant movement. We are open for the questions, if anybody have any questions for that.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from the line of Sanket Sath from Arth AIF. Please go ahead.
Hi team, congratulations on a great set of numbers and thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is that the gross EBITDA and PAT margins were significantly lower in the H2 of this year compared to the H2 of last year. And if we look at a full year compared to the last, the margins have also fallen there as well, slightly. And most companies usually witness some margin expansion with such high growth, which you have shown. So can you give some guidance and some comments regarding that and how the margins will look moving forward?
Actually, for the last year, when we are comparing ourselves from the last year to this year, we have a significant changes in our expansion growth. So previous year, when we're talking about S224, we have get the opportunity from the credit lines. We have some ties up with the foreign suppliers. So we just going to be a stable our supply chain on that time. And this year, from the October month, we have some expansion we are doing in the factory. Like we expand our, we increase our manpower, where we infuse the money, where we expand our machines, we create the infra. So initially, if you see that, our 24 financials, our capacity is about to be at 2,500 to 3,000 batteries a month. Now we have a capacity, we expand our capacity this year, last year, about to be at 6,000 batteries. So we are heading to work for that. And we, our profitability remaining the almost is going to be the same. If we see the future aspect, because we are working for the repurpose of the old battery. Similarly, we working for the recycling prospect, but yes, definitely they have an expansion part. Whenever the new organization in the market having lots of expansion, like we are in the coming year, we're going to set up our new plant, expansion ourselves, so might be having an impact on that. And we are also having a pipeline for the some OEMs, so might be have a minor impact on that. But the profitability is going to on similar, like between the, yes, we are reflecting 9% to 10% difference.
Okay, all right. So will the margins kind of improve next year, or what can we exactly expect next year?
It's gradually are increasing right now. I'm not able to say like this because we have this year, we also have a margin, in case of margin, we definitely have some addition on that, because this year we are increasing our repurpose of the old batteries. So there is a contribution from their side. So definitely they have an impact of profitability. But simultaneously, we are also working for the expansion. Like we are just going to set up our plant and we going to our capacity increase by 1.5x, which is can be coming about the December 2025. So the margin remains same, I believe, is not going to be increased on this year, especially for this year. Definitely in future is going to be increased.
Okay, okay. So my next question is that the receivables as a percentage of sales has gone up from 13.5% last year to 28% this year. And in the earlier years, in like 2022, 2021, this number was around 5 to 6%. I think the company was taking some upfront payments from dealers and distributors at the time. And, you know, this working capital crunch caused by primarily the receivables being high this year has made our cash balance 1.3 crores now, which is quite low. So what is the strategy now to basically collect payments? How is the receivable cycle working like? And is the company planning to take on any more short-term debt to meet this working capital requirement?
See, actually, we are the cash positive company. We already always working on the, majorly we are working on the advance basis. Advance payment, that's why usually we are catered for the retail market. And right now, yeah, definitely we have some receivables which is we allow to some our old customer like our CNF. We have some old OEMs where we are supplying for 30 to 35 days credit line we allow them. So in future, for that we are starting to be a supply chain financing where we have some, we already getting some approval, we're talking to some NBFCs, we already have some approvals for that. So anybody, any retail partners, any business partner required the credit line for that, so definitely we're going to be open for that. There are some financial costs which is, can be borne by client and we allow him for the 15 to 30 days, 30, 45 days for the credit line. There we can secure our money in terms of receivables.
Okay. And regarding the cash balance that you have, you didn't comment on that. If you could tell me, so now 1.3 crores, is that a concerning number? Will we raise any more money through debt in the future to meet working capital requirements?
So definitely we are expanding ourselves for the in a coming year. So we have some debt. We are talking to our existing banks for that for the debt amount to recover that we can to streamline our cash flow money. So we actually end up getting the exact your point for that 1.33 crore rupees. You are saying like.
Okay. No problem. So, basically, when we had gone through the RHP earlier, one of the objects of the issue was that there was going to be a prepayment of borrowings.
Yeah, loan repayments you're talking about?
There were supposed to be some prepayments of borrowings, correct? As per the object of the issue of the IPO?
Yeah, there will be actually that time we have around 8 point, approximate is about 9 crore approximate that our debt payment, which is they already applied for that, we do in the March month some, and few, and all we have set, done in the month of April and May. So all debts we already closed, there is some few, debts are still pending, which is we need to pay. Because they have some conditions, so they require 5 to 6 months for that. So when we complete that cap, we can pay that amount.
Okay, so we will see this in the next year financials, I assume, right? That the debt.
Definitely. This year we are targeting a bigger numbers, and this year we are doing very well. From the beginning of the afternoon, our numbers are very going to very good. And with the support of the NSC and as we are planning for the market expansion and also have a market having a very huge demand for the lithium battery, people are adapting the batteries and the routine is going to be an EV segmentation increase and you see that a different segment increase. So definitely in future we have a lot of conversion potential in the market.
Okay. One last question. What's the revenue bifurcation from the dealers and distributors and the OEMs this year?
Sir, if you see that there is the, we have a two categories and we see like segregation of the revenue. One is the retail market where we are considering the distributor, dealers, sub-dealers. So there is a contribution about 60 to 65% approximate last year. And rest of is about 35 to 40% belongs to the OEM.
This year we already have some samplings, like we are talking to TCS, we are talking to Godrej, and also have some good companies in the VR bucket we are talking about, where we are lending to them and we provide the service. We are hoping for that.
Okay, okay. And where are we on the small energy storage projects growth? I remember there was some plans regarding that as well, right?
Yeah, hi, Sanket, right?
Yes.
Hi, Vishal, this side. Regarding the project, so we are working already on the ESS projects, and as we have told in the our presentation as well, that we had got allocated a land of 23,500 square meters from the government side in Aligarh location.
Correct.
So yes, we are already working up to like 100 kilowatt hour of project right now, but yes, in like next 1.5 years we will be setting up our own 2 gigawatt hour of ESS line. Basically, we can call it a giga factory which we are planning. So for which we already allocated the land, and for the smaller projects we are working already.
Okay, okay. I was under the impression that it was just for the recycling business, the land in Aligarh. Okay, got
so, it. So if you if you don't mind, I'll add a few points. So if you check the DIHP, we have declared 3 things majorly. One is the giga factory line and energy and the recycling plant and the plant expansion. So we have planned the land in according that manner that we can accommodate all 3 kind of stuff over there. As we already have like one plant running, another one is in the process, and the third one is already the land for which we have acquired.
Okay, understood.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you guys. Thank you. That's it from my end.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Tej from Nivashe Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity and congratulations on your IPO and the result. I have a couple of doubts. Before moving on, can you just, I'm really sorry, I missed the point. How much revenue came from ESS in this financial year as a percentage of revenue?
So it's a 5% we have. Yeah, am I?
Yeah. 5%.
So, right? Sir, this year we catered 5%.
Got it. Sir, I'm quite new to understanding your company and industry. So I just wanted to understand your customers. So if I understand, your major market is today through dealers and distributors, right? And as far as I understand, and major product where your battery goes is today 2-wheelers, right? And as far as I understand, let's say 75% of the market is covered by the organized players. That's your Ola, TVS, Bajaj and all. I'm just trying to understand how big is this unorganized market? Because these organized players have their own battery setups, because their vehicles are optimized according to their battery setups, right? So no retailer will go to a distributor or a dealer to, change their vehicle's battery. So it's mostly the startups in the unorganized market where your battery goes, right? Is my understanding correct? If yes, then how big is this market? And will bigger clients, organized player would ever buy a battery from, let's say, a battery assembler? Or I think most of them are backward integrated. Is my understanding correct?
So, sir, I'll give you a brief prospect about the market. So, what kind of market is there? So, basically, there are 2 kind of markets. One is the high-speed market, as you said, which is 75% ruled by the Ola, Ather, TVS, these kind of big companies, Bajaj, Chetak.
Yeah.
Apart from it, there's one more market came up, like which is already established before these players come up in the market. So, the market is towards the slow-speed market. This is a high-speed market, which you get a numbers from the transport department that these X number of vehicles have been sold and registered with the transport department. And there's another market, which is a slow speed market. So in which usually if you look into like people who having in the B cities or C cities, there are a lot of people who buy these kind of people. If Ola, Ather and all these kind of companies selling 100,000 vehicles a month.
I think, sir, your line broke in between. Am I audible?
Hello, sir. Please go ahead with it.
Yeah. I'm audible? Yeah.
Yeah, actually Vishal line having some interruption, I believe. So actually what Vishal is trying to say, like they in this market having a two segmentation, one is the slow moving vehicle and one is the high speed vehicle. What you talking about, that brand value, that brand you talking about, like say Tacola, whatever you talking about, they majorly, they, in terms of numbers we talking about, you considering like they taking the market stake is about 25 to 30% maximum. But rest of the players, rest of the mid-size, small-size manufacturers or OEM still have a penetration about 35 to 70% in the market. If you say there is a lot of brands available in the market like Big Gas, ODC, Jitender EV, and Future Tech, Mantra, Yakuza, I believe there is a number is around more than 3,500, I believe. So the people also have a two kind of vehicle. One is the high speed vehicle. The people have also a slow speed vehicle. 80% of the people are dealing in the slow speed vehicle. They have no, people are using majorly for the lead acid battery for that. And for the 20% high speed vehicle, the people are using a lithium battery. So Maxwell, what doing right now, we are just focused on the retail side because 2 years back have a government, there is a government clear guideline where government is saying like people, the dealer and that user is not bound to buy battery from the manufacturer, to vehicle manufacturer. They are free if the battery is compliant and compatible. You can buy the battery from any of the, like if you're buying the new car, XYZ car, you have a battery of Exide. But after that, the battery having issue, you can go to a dealer, second market, and you buy the battery of Amaron. So the compatibility and the battery approval is must. So you can buy the battery from any of the location. So this is the government guideline, which is government released by the two and a half years back. So that's why we are targeting to the dealer-based market, retail market. We have this is the kind of initiative we are doing the first time in the market. Battery manufacturer is doing the kind of activity to there. So we're getting a good response from the market side. And if you see that Exide having around 1,74 dealers, if you see that Amaron having about 1,40,000 dealers in the retail market. So retail market size is very bigger. And we also, we are not catering only for the EV market, we are also catering for the different application market. So we also have some tie-up with the OEMs. We have around 20 to 23 OEMs as of now, where we are supplying, which is just OEMs like medium-sized OEMs, medium and small-sized OEMs where we are supplying. And rest of, majorly we are focused for the retail market side.
Got it. Got it, sir.
Market has a clear potential, sir. They have a two kind of market. One is the replacement market, which is our coming right now. They have around 4 to 5% right now. If you're comparing with the current numbers, and if you saying like new vehicle market, so we are supplying to the 75% of the battery is compatible with the 55% of vehicle which is available in the market right now.
Got it. Interesting. So right now, sir, I get your point, sir. So is my understanding correct? In the replacement market also, our major focus would be the slow speed vehicle market, right?
We are focusing for the each and every factor. It's not like replacement is also, we are doing the replacement market. We are also focused for the new vehicle. Our battery is majorly selling with the new vehicles. We also to supply some OEM for the high speed product, high speed battery product. So we are customized the product for the OEM. Actually, the moment you are going for the bigger OEM, then they have a complete setup, infra, so some limitation you have on that time. You have to depend on the particular OEM for that. So that's why we open ourselves, starting with the different strategy. Now for this year, we are trying to be land a bigger OEM. There's already revealed the name for that. We are working for that. Or might be getting a good account to this year.
Got it. Interesting. So sir, right now all our sales, which is to dealers and distributor, is it goes into new vehicles or is it all replacement?
80-85% they are doing for the new vehicle.
So 80-85% is a new vehicle, right?
Yeah. Actually, there is a reason. If you are a dealer, if you have a tie-up with the Maxvolt, like if any X company having a battery a scooter and battery both, so they supply to the, they bought the battery from the battery supplier and then distribute to the market with the vehicle. That any service, any claim issue on that arise on the battery, they came to that particular manufacturer, then manufacturer came to the battery supplier. So that's why we just cut off these things and we directly approach to the market, and that customer and that dealer having a liberty for that, they can buy the battery from the scooter from the XYZ manufacturer. We provide the service locally. We have a tie-up with the one of the company who provide the 1140 on online support to the market, in the online on-site support of the market, and we have around 6 warehouses and come service station in different state capitals. We are expanding ourselves in the coming year. So this year we are planning to grow this numbers about to 14. We are already planning for that, and so immediately because this product service, because this service product is come with the warranty, the service is a very important part for that. The market having an anxiety for this service, so that's why we are trying to reduce that tech, because the standard tech of service is going to around 30-35 days. If you see that Ola issues, Ather issues, Ola having a last some email and every social media, lots of things is going that the vehicle is a standby for 90 days, for 75 days, they're not get the services. So that's why we create a kind of thing. We already have a kind of understanding. We understand the end user issues and dealer issues because we are working since last six years in the market. We work on the ground level. We understand the anxiety of that end user. Because if you're buying the vehicle and your vehicle having any issues, vehicle is ideally standing for 30-35 days due to the battery issues. So it's not a for people losing the confidence for that. So that's why we reduce that tech and we make the smart battery. Our battery which will come with the smart enabled BMS, where you can diagnose the battery instantly. You find out the issue of the battery. You provide the treatment, like in case of any wire level issues, you can provide the on-site for support for that. In case you have a battery cell level issues, you instantly replace the battery. So we can reduce that tech. The tech reduced from 30 to 35 days. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, 35 days to 8 days currently. We are aiming to reduce that tech for 4 days for this year. Mm-hmm.
Got it. Got it. Interesting. And sir, what would be the capex plan for this?
I'm sorry to interrupt, Tej. If you have any further questions, please rejoin the queue so the management can address the other participants as well. Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Ankur Agarwal from Motozac LLP. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, Ankur Agarwal. I wanted to know business.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Ankur. You're not quite audible. Could you come a little closer to the microphone and please use the handset mode? Thank you.
Hello, am I audible right now?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. All right. Sir, I wanted to know this market of e-rickshaws and scooters. So, sir, is this the main market that we are targeting? And, because we saw some really good growth this year in this market. Like for two-wheelers, we went from 48 crores to 80 odd crores of revenue. So, do you think this can double again in this year? This is the focus point for the company?
So, sir, I want to clear one thing. We are a battery company, right? So, in lithium, so it is like wherever you can imagine a lead acid battery. We have planned to replace that battery with lithium in future. But as of now, we know government is primarily focused majorly towards the two-wheeler and three-wheeler in the starting. But yes, if you look into right now, government has very bullish on this, on the energy storage sector as well. As I told in my presentation that government, we already, last year in 2025 March, we have added almost 24.5 gigawatt hour of solar capacity. So now what government is coming up, like that there will be at least a 10% or 20% storage of these bigger plants need to be done in the battery basically, so that we save the power losses first of all, and secondly the cost reduction for long term also. So yes, our major market till right now is from the two-wheeler and three-wheeler as of now. But yes, as I said previously, that we constitute 5% in the last year for the energy storage and around 6% of the recycling part. So yes, we are increasing those numbers from this year. We are increasing the number of ESS as well. So this year we are targeting to be to get that revenue from ESS around like 10-12%, and from recycling the same 10-12%. So 25% we are targeting from other resources like this, as I told before, the recycling and the energy storage.
Understood, sir. Sir, one thing, sir, just from the industry perspective, like, this is a very, very competitive industry in which you're working, right?
Yes.
I'll say that it's a commoditized business. So, sir, like, do you face a lot of margin pressure and like battery recalls, which hurts our margins? Like, isn't it very, very difficult to grow in this sustainably, keeping our profit margins?
Sir, to be very honest, it is like there are in every market you see there are different kind of players. So it is like, for example, if you get into a phone market, so Oppo is also there and iPhone is also there. So first of all, I tell you the motto of Maxwold. So we are a company who's focused on two prime factors. One is the product, plus another one is the service. As Satyen told previously as well, that we have different service tie-ups for on-site services. So this gave us an added advantage and edge over other players, which usually what people do, as you have seen in the market, like people come, they sell the battery and run away. So people, so the OEM and dealer face a lot of issues. So that is why.
Yes, sir.
Prior to AIS, which comes up in June 2022, so there was a lot of thing like this, which you told. I totally agree with you that prior to AIS, it is like a totally commoditized business. Everyone in a single room of 10 by 10 manufacturing a battery. But yes, if you look into post 2022 June, so that market has totally changed. Only regularized and authorized and certified players are working in the market with a good product and a service. So that is why this help us to have a better advantages of the margin. Plus, addition to it, the differentiation that is the most we have is the buyback, which we give on batteries and the repurpose. So that gives us a added advantage also. And in future, as we get our recycling set up, so we have more better margins as well. So we are not under pressure of margin sustainability.
Got it. So one last thing, sir, like, what kind of growth?
Sorry to interrupt, Ankur. If you have any further questions, can you please rejoin the queue?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. A request to all participants, please restrict yourselves to two questions. If you have any more questions, kindly rejoin the queue. The next question comes from the line of Mahesh Attal from Attal Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Great set of numbers. Now, my question would be more on a battery pack and the capacitor that you have in that battery pack. Just wanted the view on your capacitor thing. Are you manufacturing it internally or you are procuring it from someone else right now?
So, hi, sir. Just add on. So we are working on a fast charging solution. So what it is a combination of battery and capacitors. So as of now, we are not manufacturing the capacitors. We are primarily focused on the complete setup of fast charging. For future, we can look out for it, but yes, as of now, we are not manufacturing the capacitor.
So basically,
This we are buying on our own. Sorry?
Yeah. What would be the cost of the capacitor in a Vintar battery pack, percentage-wise?
Sir, as I told you, like, it is in the R&D phase. We are working on a hybrid solution for fast charging?
Yeah, but so, I'm just asking you that on a broader number, let's say a battery costs me 100 rupees, what will be the cost of capacitor in that?
So in terms of if you look into, sir, so hardly it costs 100 rupees. Sorry, like 1 to 2 rupees. Yeah.
1 to 2 rupees.
One,
that's
two.
Like 2%. 2%.
Yes, hardly. Yes.
Because because it's more about, you know, the it's about AC to DC conversion, right? The better it is, the better performance of the battery pack, right?
Yes.
So now what I'm understanding is that there's no Indian player who's doing it currently. So basically much of it is imported. So are you trying to look it in that direction also? Because that could be a major thing, because every battery pack would be needing a capacitor. So are we also developing
Yes, we over the period we can look into it, but as of now we don't have such plans, because we already have the plan to set up recycling and get into the recycling market majorly, and towards the working as a refiner for the cell manufacturers, or either a cathode or an anode manufacturer for cell material.
Sir, every battery pack, even in the e-vehicle, with a two-wheeler or three-wheeler or a four-wheeler, does it have a capacitor?
Yes. It in controller, yes, it has a capacitor.
Everyone, every battery pack?
Yes. No, okay. It is not. So, in battery pack, there. So, battery pack is having different prospect. And in terms, when BMS is majorly having a small amount of capacitors are there, and in terms if we went to the vehicle or something, so there are BMS which has the capacitors, and apart from it, like the controllers and all these kind, controllers majorly have the capacitors, so DC chargers have the capacitors.
Okay.
All right,
sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The next question comes from the line of Deepak Juneja, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello?
Deepak, please go ahead with your question. Yes.
Sir, my question is, what is the growth that we are expecting in the revenue, sir, for the next year? First question. And second question is, this financial year has already started. So, you know, how has this 2 months been for your company and sector? Thank you.
So, sir, hi. Thank you for your question, sir. So, for this year, sir, we are targeting a revenue of, just a tentative I'm telling you, so we are targeting a revenue of like 170 to 180 crores. And for the first 2 months, as you asked, so they are pretty good. And we are almost on the track of achieving our target. And I can say proudly that we are like over on that, like we have planned in that manner that we have achieved more than what we have set for the target for these in these 2 months.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. And wishing you all the best, sir. And congratulations for this best year and for the IT.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you so much.
The next question comes from the line of Lokesh Patil, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congrats for the great set of numbers. So I have just one question on the whole landscape, right? When you talk about, let's say, assemblers, battery assemblers to, let's say, recyclers to EPC. So what would be the margin profile for all these players and also obviously the lithium cell manufacturers? What would be the highest margin or what would have the least margin?
Sir,
in margins, if they differentiate, actually, the moment we are just selling to the product to retail market, then have a approximate margin for that is about 18 to 24, 25%, and when we are selling the product to the OEM, our manufacturers, our bigger traders, depend on the volume and the things, is going to be around 13 to 18% approximate in current scenario. Yeah.
Okay. And in this ESS segment that you have, what is the margin that you're expecting, like operating margin, compared to a two-wheeler, three-wheeler segment?
Sorry?
In the ESS segment, what is the margin profile that you're expecting vis-a-vis your two-wheeler, three-wheeler segment?
It will be better. Ultimately, as it comes to a more customization product, so in terms of customization, if the customization is there, so we have an option to have better margins.
Okay, okay. Understood.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from the line of Tej from Niveshaay Investment Advisory. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity again. Sir, can you just specify what capex are we planning for this financial year, and where will the capex go? I think you said you had three plans, right? The Gigafactory and expanding the current capacity, and one more of battery recycling. So how much capex for each, and if you, and overall, can you just guide how much capex are we planning to, and how will it be funded?
Actually, we have a two segment for that. One is the, if you're talking about the current, this we are just going to expand phase one, which is Vishal is already explaining in the last discussion. Is the cost of infusion of that particular phase is about 16 crore approximate, where we already ordered that machine by own. We're not going for any debt and all. This is the 100% self arrangement we are doing right now. And for the coming project, like we are planning to set up our recycling plus our ESS factory, they have a project cost is about 80 crores here. We are already discussing with our existing banker, HDFC, for the project funding. And we also have some money we received from the NSC as we are deploying for that particular project. And also we having a get that money from the SDS. So this is the kind of planning we are doing right now.
So 16 crore is for expanding the current capacity, and how, by how much it will be expanded, and by when the plant will start?
This is the current phase is activated might be around January 26, 27.
Okay, and this will.
Oh, sorry, might be January 26.
Okay, and this will increase capacity by how much from current 6,000?
Currently 6,000, and suppose that we have around 15,500 approximately, we are going for that capacity is going to.
And what would be our current plant utilization?
Seriously, I'm telling you, we are utilized more than our, we have a more than other comparatively our current capacity. That's why we are expanding as well. So current plant is going to utilize 100%. Right now we are overburdened, and the festival is coming. We are expanding ourselves drastically. Like we are introducing the three wheeler L4 L5 category product, which is we are working briefly for that, and we are getting good response from the market side. Simultaneously, we are working for the ESS small pack, small home solution batteries, which is we also getting a good response from the market side. So that's why we are adding the machine with the fixed projections, where we are selling about 15,000 to 16,000 batteries. But this will be going to expand as soon as possible, because as our planning, the expansion is rigorously required for us. Because market having, if you see that market having around 7 billion of the lead acid market, 12 to 13 is the lead acid market, and they have a conversion is about lithium. If you see, there is the $550 million market right now. So I think the conversion is huge. If you see the market and potential is huge. And also government providing these subsidies, lots of things, like recently in this budget, they offering for that raw material of the cell, you can bring from any of the country, you can have a exemption of duties. We also having a compensation in the cell, duty compensation in the cells. And we also recycling of the batteries, so we also have a subsidy from the government side. So these are the government support. We definitely get the things in the future, because the government have a clear focus for that to grow in this market in the upcoming future. So if you see that the market global comparison, China, US, everybody is doing that.
Got. Sir, your voice is, I was a bit, coarse at the end. No problem, sir. So with current capacity of, about 6,000 only, we will be able to achieve 160, 170 is what you are saying, because the 15,000 additional capacity, the additional 7,000, 8,000 capacity is coming by the end of the financial year. So is it right to say on 6,000 only we will be able to do 160, 170?
we got this capacity by the December, and we are trying for December and November. Hopefully we get approximately by January. So there is the contribution from their side, and this is also on the phases. So definitely we are able to achieve our capacity, not an issue.
Okay, got it. Got it. And sir, what about the recycling plant? When is it expected to go live, and
I believe it will take around 15 to 18 months, because the land we still recently we bought it by the from the government side, and this year we are going for the construction, and this year we order for the machine, and machine having a lead time is about 180 days from the supplier side. So we're just doing the initial all hunting and things. So I believe this year we can close the each and every aspect for that. And upcoming 15 to 18 months, we got that live for that. It's not an issue.
Got it. And sir, if you could just, I'm just trying to, so are there distributors, is our current network, do we have exclusive distributor dealers, or do they keep batteries of other companies or brands as well?
We have a segmentation for that, like CNF and distributors. We have an exclusivity program. They are exclusively selling only the Maxwell product. But distributor, we're not bound for that. Distributor and sub-dealers, they are open for that to store our battery, and simultaneously they can store the other brand battery.
So is it possible to split the revenues between the both? I mean, how much of revenue came from distributors which were exclusive to us, and then how much, through distributors who are selling other brand companies also? I mean, yeah.
If you see that retail market, so this is the kind of channel you are talking about. Like, you are sending the material through the CMF or distributor. Distributor is, we can consider as a primary sale, and then have a secondary sale. We are selling from distributor to dealers. So we, the distributor having a 30% maximum in-house sale, in-house consumption for the direct end users. Rest of the secondary market, 70% they are distributing in the market. So secondary sale is also pushing for that.
Got it. You are saying dealers are keeping multiple brands, but distributor are your exclusive.
Sorry?
No, I get it. No problem, sir. I get it. And in terms of, I know one participant already asked, so if you could just tell in depth, what changed after 2022? You were saying some AIS was implemented, and that changed, the how players in the assembly worked, and, wiped out smaller players. I'm just trying to understand what are those key things, which enabled, smaller players or to go out of the market, and, some few, maybe, let's say, I'm just trying to understand what was the thing that changed, which you are saying, gave you competitive edge, and, made the market more consolidated.
So it is like, basically, there are multiple type of tests which you have to do. So you have to take a certification, and that single certification costs around 15 lakh for a battery, which everyone can't afford, first of all. And secondly, it goes through a very rigorous testing. So they have nail penetration test, water dipping test, everything is there.
Mm-hmm.
So it gives us an added advantage where we have cracked all those things, and the product is that sustainable that it goes all through the testing and have passed on it.
Actually, when we, if you see that market after the AS 156 updation, then we have a, if you see the tech part, technology part of point of view, that people, companies are only having a sustainability, they're having a good technology part.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. You're not, Satendra sir, you're not quite audible. Please come closer to the microphone. Thank you.
Now is okay? Now I'm audible?
Yeah. Much better.
Yeah. So I mean to say, sir, that if you're talking about the market side, if you see the existing player like Exide, Amaron, LiveGuard, many more their players are working with the traditional market since learning last 150 years in the market, in India. So if you see that market, they have only two aspects. So batteries
is the one is the retail channel and the OEM channel, and the brand penetration is very important. Where you're providing a good quality product and you have a good service network, you also have an ecosystem. You are taking the scrap batteries and you're providing the best buyback against the scrap batteries. So Maxvolt, how is doing the entire thing? Maxvolt is the first company who introduced the scrap policy in the market, who providing the best scrap value in the market. We are doing the repurpose in the market for the consumable batteries. We are also doing, we are planning to own recycling part. Right now we are doing the third party recycling. And after that, we also provide the rigorous service network. We are working on it. Right now we have a swappable service option where we are reducing our turnaround time, which is the standard in the market right now, is 30 to 35 days. We are reduced by the 8 days. So these are aspects definitely impact on the brand value, or that's why the thing is going to be a sustainable for any brand. So technology part, like we are developing the product for the each and every applications, every industries. Like we are introducing the product for three-wheeler, L4, L5. Simultaneously, we are working for the ESS home solution product. Simultaneously, we are working for the bigger pack. So I think the things you are gradually increasing your focus on your R&D and your focus for the after-sale service. So any of the companies give the time in the market, or you have an added advantage for providing the good service and good product. That will be an added advantage, and Maxvolt having an added advantage on that. And because when we are entering in the market, we have initially focused for that, and still we are working for that.
Got it. Okay, sir. Thank you so much. That's all from my side, and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Satyendra Shukla for his closing remarks. So please go ahead with your closing remarks.
Okay. Thank you for being a part of this significant moment. Our first earning call for the listed entity. We appreciate your time and interest. If you have any further questions or need to more information, please feel free to connect with our investor relationship partner, XB4 Advisory. Thank you and take care.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Maxvolt Energy Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.